Okay, so that was one story. That was a frightening story because you were afraid your dad was going to hurt that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Were there other frightening stories that you remember? Storms or floods or times that your father or mother were in trouble or your siblings were in danger?
No. Can't figure out nothing.
What's your happiest childhood memory?
Well, I had many a happy times when I was a childhood, like Christmas time and Thanksgiving time, and when it was time to sell the turkeys and buy us clothes for the winter and things like that. That was a happy time too.
Okay.
We're getting new high top boots and breeches to go with them, winter caps, gloves, and all that. That was, like you say, was a very happy time. It's pretty rough you spend the winter without new clothes on things. And, I don't know of any, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Page 68, what other memories would you like to share about your childhood?
Well, when I went to school, I enjoyed that when I was a, small, young boy. I enjoyed going to school way back. Any time to learn something, I enjoyed it. That's about it, I guess.
Okay. Page 71, we start into your teen years. And on page 73, describe the area, city, small town, farm, where you spent most of your teen years. So when you got to be 13 through 18, where were you at?
In Harrisburg.
Right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Describe yourself as a teenager. What things were important to you when you got into your teen years?
I guess going to school.
You were driving then.
Yeah.
Driving all over.
Yeah, but I didn't get to drive to school unless somebody was with me.
When did you get that first car, that Model T? How old were you when you got that?
9 years old.
You were nine when you first started driving, and that's when you got that first car your family did.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you look like as a teenager?
Well, I don't know what it looked like, but I liked to fight and all kind of things like that.
You did? Even as a teen, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, I'd really love to knock somebody in the nose. But I got knocked in the nose, too. And
what things were important to you when you were a teenager?
What things was important?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to school when I could. And
making money?
Well, yeah, making money if I could. We worked all day for a quarter. And
did you go to the movies when you were a teenager?
If we go to town on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'd get to go to town, maybe we wouldn't. Maybe we'd have a dime and maybe we wouldn't have a dime. That's what it cost you to get in.
Okay.
And a nickel to get a bag of popcorn.
What do you remember most about your school experiences while a teenager? Did you go to school when you were a teenager?
Yeah, I guess
you went through
did.
Eighth grade. Did you go to high school?
No.
High school usually is like grade, how old are you, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18?
Mm-hmm. No, I never got to go.
So what did you do during those years?
I was home working.
You were working
on
a farm?
Never went to high school.
Okay.
I don't know, back in them days, there was very few boys and girls got to go to high school.
You just didn't do that. So once you got past about 12, 13 years old, you went to work.
That's right. You went to work doing something. Working at home most of the time. Everybody, seemed like everybody lived on a farm. I don't think I've got educated one lived in town.
A lot of these questions here are about activities in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask them, but we'll just skip over them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It says, "What were you involved? Were you involved in extracurricular activities in high school?"
No.
What was your favorite subject? Did you have a favorite high school teacher?
No.
What was religion an important part of your life during your teen years? Did you go to church when you were 13 or 18?
Yeah, I did. Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure did.
Describe any part-time jobs you had in your teen years. You had full-time jobs.
Yeah, it wasn't a part-time, it was a continuous job.
So what did you do? What was your job when you were, say, when you were 14, 15 years old? What was
doing everything on the farm.
So what was your day like?
Well, we plowed the corn, or we broke up ground, or we hoed the weeds out of the corn, or tobacco patch, or something like that.
Were you at Shakertown during those years?
Yeah.
Most of your teen years?
Yeah.
Right there at Shaker Village, huh?
Absolutely.
So did you work in the morning, and then when it got the hottest part of the day, stop?
We didn't stop.
You worked
right on through.
Till dark?
Yeah. No, not till dark. We normally worked till, say about 5 o'clock, and that was time to go and milk the cows.
Okay.
Or feed the horses, or whatever to do, you know.
When was supper time?
Well, any time after 5 or 6 o'clock.
Was it regularly scheduled?
Supper, dinner,
so
all.
So you
that.
And your brother and your dad, were you working together still during those times?
Well, most of the time, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you'd come in and milk the cows and then get cleaned up?
Feed the horses or whatever else there was to be done. Feed the, slop the hogs, feed the sheep, feed the cows, cattle, or whatever. We knew what we'd done in the morning. We knew what we'd done in the afternoon after we got through working on the farm.
There was jobs that were the things you did every day.
Every day.
And then there were jobs that you only did once a week or twice a week.
Yeah, that's right. And we knew what they were. We knew who done them too.
Mm-hmm. You had it all figured out.
Yeah, all planned out. Yeah.
And that was all through the spring, summer, and fall. And you had different jobs in the spring and the fall, right?
Yeah, we had different things to do. See.
What were some of them?
Well, in the fall, we had to. Well, when it was getting fall, we cut corn. We had to shuck corn. Cut hay, we shell corn. Oh, we done just odds and ends of just about everything you think of.
Okay.
We also, in winter time, we get in the corn crib where we store the corn and pick out the best ears of corn and shell them, and we use that next spring to replant the corn.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to think of other things to do. Well, it was something always to do.
So you had fruit trees and stuff there too, right? Did you pick apples and
pears?
Oh
yeah, we got them when they, you know, in the
as they ripened?
Summer, yeah, we got them as they ripened. If it fell off the trees, we'd pick them up and give them to the hogs.
Okay.
You know, if they wasn't fit to eat or sell.
Mm-hmm.
And horses, we had to watch them so they wouldn't eat apples off the trees.
So during these teen years, as you was working on the farm, what did you see your future as at that point?
Farmer.
That's what it was going to be like.
That's right.
From then till the rest of your life, it's
absolutely
going to be that way.
Yep.
What impact did that have on you?
Nothing. We just took it for granted. That was it.
I was trying to figure out how you decided to go into the
army.
Yeah, you did that for extra money, right?
That's right. Then went in the National Guards, and then we'd go to Fort Knox one time a year, stay 2 weeks.
How old were you when you went in the National Guard?
I was 19. No, 18. I was 18. Yeah. I had to get Mom to sign the papers, so they'd take me.
Was she happy about that, or was she not happy about
that? Oh, she didn't care.
She didn't care.
She didn't, no. He didn't care either. I mean, it was okay because we worked at home all the time anyway. We went on every Wednesday night, we went to Harrisburg, and we had drills and instructions and various things. And then one time a year, we went to Fort Knox for 2 weeks. And when we done that, we had to go to Lexington and get two trucks. to haul the troops and stuff for Doc. And you take your car. Well, that's what a lot of guys took their car. But to haul equipment and stuff, we had to go to Lexington and get a truck out of Armour from the National Guards over Lexington. They would bring it to Harrisburg, everybody load up, and away we go to Fort Knox.
Was a lot of your friends there in Harrisburg members of the National Guard?
Yeah.
Y'all went as a group, didn't you, and signed
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was, I think it was about 28 or 30. It was somewhere in that neighborhood from Harrisburg.
That's a lot. That's a pretty good size
yeah.
group.
And we were deep. See, the National Guard was A, B, C, and D. Harrisburg was D Company. B was Chicago. A, B, C, A, B, A. A was Wisconsin. C was Ohio. A, B, C, D. A, B, C, D. See? Wisconsin. B, no. A, yeah, let's see, that's right. B was Chicago, it was Illinois. A, C was Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio. And D was Kentucky.
Uh-huh, okay.
I got it right.
Okay.
And that's the way we go. And was, I think it was 55 in our company, I believe. And there's about the same amount in all the other companies.
Uh-huh. A, B, C, and D. So you were with a group of teenagers from all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was your favorite leisure activities when you were a teen? What did you do for fun and entertainment?
Well, we go hunting a lot. We go hunting and fishing, and we had baseball games where we played baseball. Go to Harrisburg, and you say Shakertown would play Harrisburg,
uh-huh, okay.
Or vice versa. Lawrenceburg would play Chabbyfield.
So you had a team that was. Groups of boys your same age.
Yeah, from
Harrisburg. Plus or minus a few years.
Yeah, me and Edward.
You'd get organized and...
He was a pitcher and I was a catcher.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I was just two of us. Then the other guys was from around Harrisburg or Danville or somewhere around there.
Were they your best friends, those...
Yeah.
Your teammates?
Yeah. And sometimes we'd win, sometimes we'd lose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You play like once a week or once every couple of weeks?
Weekend. It'd be Sunday. After church.
Oh, you go to church, and then when church is over, you go play.
We'd go to the ball game, wherever it was at.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's great.
Oh, Mendor, Edward, we played for Harrisburg, and he was a good pitcher.
Describe your best friends during your teen years.
Well, there was Isaac Peebler, a boy named Robert Hopkins. It's another guy I'm trying to think of. When as long as I had money, he was my friend. When I didn't have nothing, he wasn't my friend.
are these boys that you went to school with all mm-hmm. through the years, mm-hmm. and so you were good buds from
yeah.
From
Grover, right this guy named Grover Brummett. You remember Grover? Where you at? Where's Maxie? Huh?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember him?
Yeah.
Last time I heard that, he was a preacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as long as I had money, he was my friend. We'd go to school, movie or something. If I didn't have any money, he wasn't my friend. If he had the money, he wouldn't take me to that movie.
He wasn't your friend.
So I finally kicked him loose, too.
So where did you and your friends spend time, and what did you do there?
Where did we spend time? What did we do?
Play baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Did you go to the movies?
Go to the movies.
Did you guys go out drinking?
No.
Wasn't much of that, huh?
Mm-mm. Wasn't any of it until we got grown.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't very little of it then. Around where we live, there's moonshine stills all over the place.
For the adults?
Yeah. We weren't supposed to sneak in. We used to sneak in and before they had the mash make, we'd move it back and take a cup. They had a cup hung on a tree limb, and we'd push the mash back and then get a little. But we didn't stick around there very long.
No.
Somebody shot us. Yeah, where we lived down in Shakertown. Back in there where Miss Bruce Morgan owned the farm. And where we lived, we could look about four ways and we could see moonshine still.
You could. They were everywhere.
Yeah, all down there, all down. A guy named T. Dean down there, he had an old truck, Fargo truck or something. About every other week, he'd make his rounds with his truck and pick up all the moonshine whiskey and take it to Bowling Green.
He did?
Yeah.
What would he do in Bowling Green?
Bottle it? No, people would buy it.
Oh.
He had it bottled already.
Was that during Prohibition?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he finally sold, he had a farm back in there. He finally sold that farm and bought him a place between Harrisburg and Bergen. Excuse me. And he fixed his house up and he continued to sell whiskey.
He did.
Only the one he sold in, he went to Lawrenceburg and got. He was.
Oh, he became a liquor. He opened a liquor store.
Well, he didn't open it. He just sold whiskey. And the police, you had to go to Lawrenceburg to get it. And he'd go down and get it, and everybody in Harrisburg bought whiskey off of it.
Oh, how about that? Okay. He turned that into a real business.
Yeah, he sure did. He did.
Okay, page 81. Tell about your first date and your first kiss.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
My first date was Viola Peebler, and she was my first kiss.
She was?
Yeah.
And she you went back and saw in Indiana, and she had 11 kids.
Yeah, a whole bunch of kids. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How about that? Okay. Where did you take her on her first date? Do you remember?
I don't know. That's hard. Probably went to a Halloween party, or went to a Passover school, or something like that.
Was she your first steady girlfriend?
Well, she wasn't really steady.
Well, tell us about your first steady girlfriend, and how long did you go together?
Well, I don't think I ever really had a steady girlfriend until I went with my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
So you went out on a few dates, but nothing steady?
No, never.
82. It wasn't too steady then, she said.
Well, I come when I could. I mean, I was in the United States on. It's the wonder I'd ever come.
Hey, so in your teen years, what were the most mischievous pranks you ever pulled?
Mischievous prank. Oh my goodness gracious!
Were you a prankster?
Not too much. I didn't go in for that too much, but I'm trying to think.
Did your brother was?
No.
No.
Oh no. No.
Too serious.
He was a goody goody.
He was.
Oh yeah. He tried to keep me straight too.
And that was fun.
Well, I tell you what we do. All year we take eggs and we put them up and let them rot.
Oh.
During Halloween we take it out and go around and throw them rotten eggs at people's houses we didn't like.
You did.
Yeah.
See.
And I didn't throw them on Lou's house either.
Did someone do that over here?
Yes, sir.
Threw eggs on her house.
Yeah.
You know,
but they wasn't rotten.
Most
don't
people don't let them rot anymore. They get them from the grocery store and come and throw them.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine they smell pretty bad.
We let them rot. A rotten egg is the most stinkiest thing you ever seen. And we used to have rotten egg fights too.
You did?
Yeah, boys. They get together and we'd have corn cob fights. Mud ball fights,
Were you mad at each other when you did that?
No, we just said, who could outdo the other one?
So you'd get eggs and you'd set them aside for long periods of time and let them rot real good, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All in plan to have one of these fights.
Did you ever hear of a corn cob fight?
No.
See, the farmers, they shell their corn a lot, and they save the cobs, they use them to make pipes out of them. And we used to take them cobs and put them in water, let them soak real good.
So they get hard and heavy.
Absolutely. And it'd be maybe five or six guys come from this school over here to ours, over there, but we'd be at home. We'd have a corn cob fight in the barn, in the stock barn.
Uh-huh.
And them old corn cobs, you run, boy, throw it, and that thing hits you. It'll like hitting you with a rock. We used to have them quite often.
And, but they wouldn't leave. They wouldn't cut you or anything. Huh?
Oh, they'd scratch you a little bit. They'd just thump you pretty good.
Anything else you guys did as pranks?
Halloween night.
Huh?
Halloween night.
Well, yeah, Halloween night we'd tear down basketball goals and do other things. Anything that was ornery.
Anyone ever steal cars or do anything like
no,
that?
No. That was kind of out of our category, steal cars.
What were the attitudes among the teenagers about sex and smoking and drugs and alcohol?
None. We didn't have such a thing.
That wasn't a topic of conversation?
No, never.
You guys smoked a lot, didn't you? Did you smoke?
No. Some did, but
you grew tobacco.
Did.
Mm-hmm. You grew tobacco as a major crop.
We may make cigars out of them. Uh-huh. But that'd be it. You take about three draws on a cigar you made out of tobacco, and you was ready to throw it away.
You're done, huh?
Yeah, just burn you up.
Man.
No, I didn't smoke till I was in the Army.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Did you chew?
Oh, yeah. Well, I chewed, yeah.
Did everybody chew in
just about
teenage years? Did you chew just that regular tobacco that you got?
Yeah.
So you just take the dry tobacco and...
Well, sometime Pop got brown mule, they call it, and we'd chew some brown mule. Our day's work, we'd chew that, and that's about the only two.
Oh, so you didn't chew the stuff that you grew yourself?
No,
you would get
no. Well, no, we chewed tobacco that was been treated,
uh-huh,
and it had honey inside of it.
Moisteners and sweeteners, yeah.
Yeah, well, my team members and I used to chew a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I quit chewing and quit smoking.
I remember when you chewed here.
Yeah.
Chewed that, it came in a little pouch. What was that stuff called? I forget.
Day's Work.
Red Man.
Yeah, Red Man.
That
yeah, that's it, yeah. Okay.
How'd you remember that?
Yeah, about that, huh? She chewed too.
You were chewing? No, I knew you when you were chewing. You came to visit us on the plane one time, asked you not to on the plane.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. That too, and I quit chewing. I still chewed a little bit when I got married then.
Yeah.
You picked it up quite a bit a few years later.
Yeah.
Then smoking, I quit that.
That
period.
Was at Brookwood Drive. I remember when you quit on Brookwood Drive.
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
Well, I quit chewing too. I quit.
What kind of things did you and your friends do on dates?
But I don't know, we probably went to the movie or went to ball games or swimming.
Have any dances?
No.
Don't remember any of the dances?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It says, did you attend your school dances or proms? You didn't go to school there, so...
No.
Did you go to any of the proms at the high school that was going on?
No.
No, never did.
Never did.
Were there fads when you were a teenager?
Oh, sure. They always. I don't know what bad if I had any.
I remember back there were fads like yo-yos were fads.
Yeah.
Kites.
I got a yo-yo around here now. Where's that yo-yo?
I don't know.
Do you remember? Was that what kind of fads was going around when you were a teenager?
Well, there's yo-yo and kites and gosh, I can't think. What was fad with you, Mother?
I don't remember
you saying anything either.
I'm sure there was some.
84, describe the hair and clothing styles that were popular when you were a teenager.
Oh my goodness.
Did you keep your hair cut short?
Well, I always kept mine cut pretty short.
Was it like a burr, or did you slick it down, or how did you keep your hair?
It was kind of slicked down, but it wasn't too bad.
Put grease in it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you had always had a deal in there like that.
Nice part, huh?
Yeah, part. Mine's still kind of army style, but I had long hair when I wasn't in the army.
When you were a teenager?
Yeah. Like you and your brother when you was growing up.
Uh-huh. It was the same thing then, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Just
kept your hair
that
a little
same
bit
thing.
Long.
Yeah.
Who cut it for you? Did you cut it yourselves or your parents? Or
well, we probably cut it ourselves. I can't remember.
Don't remember going to a barber in town or anything. Huh?
I used to shave pop my dad all the time. Uh-huh. I think Mom cut my dad's hair.
And yours too?
Sometimes she did. I go to the barber shop every once in a while.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It just cost you a quarter.
Mm-hmm. what kind of clothing was popular? Styles?
Well, coveralls and blue jeans.
Overalls and
regular pants like you have today.
Okay. Do you have a suit?
Yeah.
Do you have a suit and tie and all that you wore on Sundays?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we had a suit.
So after the services on Sundays, did you change out into your?
Yes, we went home and took them off.
And then went to play baseball.
Yeah, and took our shoes off. We had Sunday shoes, took them off, put on our old everyday shoes, everyday clothes.
Then you go back from home, back to the
wherever you're gonna have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the way it worked. And you play until dark or play until summertime?
Until the game was over.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Until we had a fight and then we just quit.
Yeah, which probably happened more often than not,
well,
right?
Yeah, once in a while, it's just somebody, pitcher would hit somebody, and the guy got hit, thought he'd done it on purpose.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Which he probably did.
He run out there and gonna slug the pitcher, and then somebody grab him and knock him down, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
85. What did you like best and least about your appearance as a teenager?
I never gave it a thought.
Smaller than everybody else.
Whatever I wore, I always liked it and went on about my business.
Did it bother you that you were smaller than everybody?
No, not a bit. Okay. In fact, I could whoop most of them.
Okay.
Would have been my brother fight, I'd have to jump up to hit him.
He was taller than you by a lot, huh?
Well, yeah, he was over 6 foot tall.
Oh, man.
Well, I was a runt, just like my wife.
So do you remember any of the slang expressions that were popular during your teen years?
Yeah.
Slang.
Yeah.
Yeah, one time, oh, you won't want me to repeat it. I can't think of any good ones.
What kind of music was popular? Did you have a favorite song?
Well, I did after I come back from World War II, Sentimental Journey.
Yeah, but think back before that, before you went, teen years.
I don't believe I did, because I never did think that much about music or anything.
And you don't remember it, okay.
No, I didn't like it.
So it says, who is your favorite musical performer or band? So you probably, did you have a favorite?
Well, yeah, I had come on, Ed. Come on, think a little bit. Honey, think of somebody. How about Bing Crosby?
Yeah.
How about...
Do you remember him from your teen years?
Yeah.
Bing Crosby, yeah. Okay, well, if it comes to you, yell it out. What kind of dances were popular during your teen years? Did you go to any dances?
Tap dancing was popular.
No, I never did go to dances. I never, my feet never would get together.
They just wouldn't do that, huh? See?
I didn't particularly like it.
Okay. What was your favorite motion picture? Did you ever go to a motion picture more than one time?
The same one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sure I did, like Tom Mix or Gene Autry or various others.
Yeah.
I went to see them maybe two or three times.
Did you? Were they your favorites?
Yeah, they were.
Do you remember any particular picture that, do you remember the name of it? It was, you guys went over and over and over?
No, I sure don't.
Describe your relationship with your parents. Were you able to communicate freely with them?
Oh, yeah. I'd tell them anything, and they'd tell me what they thought of it. And, well, there's some things I wouldn't tell them, just like everybody else.
Were you close to them? Close to both of them?
Yeah.
Were you closer to one, your mom or your dad?
I think it's closer to my mom. Seemed like I'd tell her more than I would. Well, I wouldn't have to tell my dad anything. He didn't care.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't care. He thought it was pretty good. Then my mother think that wasn't good at all.
Oh.
Or whatever.
Let's see, 89. How did you typically get in trouble with your parents, and how were you punished?
Do something I wasn't supposed to do.
Okay.
Well, then normally I'd get a whooping by a pop with a razor strap. If I'd done something, Mom told him, I want you to whoop that boy, he'd whoop that boy. It's just like the girls.
Did they get whippings too?
Well, yeah, Mom whooped him just like Pop would whoop me. Pop never whooped another girl.
Oh, he didn't?
Never. No, nobody.
But your mom would whip you?
Absolutely.
And then you'd get it again?
Yeah, well, she'd tell Pop, I want you to whoop that boy. He didn't ask me what I'd done or not. He'd just get his razor strap and whoop me.
He didn't care. He did it.
Yeah, because she told him to.
Was there something you usually did that caused that?
Sure.
I mean, that you...
Maybe I'd have stashed her back for some reason or another.
Uh-huh.
Or she told me to do something, I didn't do it. Or I'd done something wrong with it while I was doing it, just like my wife. She tell me to do something, I do it wrong, but she don't whoop me, though. She just trips me and knocks me down.
Did you ever get in trouble at school? We know you did the one time.
I got in trouble at school every day.
Every day. What usually happens? When you get in trouble at school, what would they do?
I'd get a whooping. That's why I'd get it.
The teacher would give you a whooping.
Yeah.
So you got whipped every day, just about.
Yeah, just about it. And the teacher would give Bunny and Jenny a little note to give to my parents. And we'd go home, and they wouldn't give it to Mom or Pop until they said, if you don't do this and this for us, we're going to give this note to Mom. And they blackmailed me with it. Yeah.
So did they not give those notes to your parents every now and then?
No.
They
never did. They're blackmailing me with them.
Oh, my gosh.
What it was, it didn't amount to nothing at all anyway.
Yeah.
Just some little something that I'd done or didn't do one. And they give a note to Bunny or Jenny.
Did you ever skip school?
Nope. Never
did. Couldn't do that, huh?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let's pause for a minute.
Yeah, we might need your information.
Okay, here we are. We're back. We're on page 90, and we're talking about your teen years, okay? Teen years. Now, most people are in high school in their teen years, but you're working. Were you compatible with your siblings during your teen years? And did you ever play tricks on them, your brothers and sisters?
Me?
Yeah.
Play tricks on my brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
All I could. Oh, yeah, I did.
Do you remember any of them?
Well,
Did you ever do anything to your brother while you were out working, or to your dad?
Edward, I was always trying to trick him or doing something, telling some big tale about something, get him to help me do something, or he get me to help him do something, and I don't know. It's hard.
It's hard to remember, huh?
Huh?
Hard to remember.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, if you think of any, just yell it out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When did you get your first car? Did you pay for it, or was it a gift? Describe it.
I paid for it. I bought a Ford convertible.
What year was it?
Gosh, what year was that, honey?
Was that the Ford you had when you come to see?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Well, that was a Buick.
Yeah. Yeah, Buick.
Well, it's about.
What year was it, Dad? Remember? How old were you?
Who, me?
Uh-huh. When you got that first car, your very first car.
I didn't get it until after World War II.
You didn't have a car before?
No, 45.
Before the Army at all?
No. 45, 46, about 47. 1948, 47, 48, 1948, 47, somewhere in that neighborhood.
47, 48, okay. A Buick?
Yeah.
What, a Buick?
That's a Buick convertible, wasn't it, honey?
Yeah.
Buick convertible.
Okay.
One time I went over to the lake to see two women over there, and a storm got me and filled it full of water.
No.
It sure did.
Were you in it while it was raining?
No, I was over visiting two girls.
Oh, and it was sitting out there.
Yeah, it was sitting across the from where we was at, it was Gwen's Island.
That just had to kill you to know your car was over there with the top down.
No, it didn't bother me too much.
It didn't bother you? How come?
Well, I don't know. It just didn't bother me. I was enjoying myself visiting these two girls.
You didn't even care that your new convertible car was sitting there getting
full of water. Opened the door and went.
Really?
Yeah. It really rushed out there. But I started it up and let it run, let the heater run, and just about dried it down.
It did.
I mean, I'd come back and stayed a while then, honey.
Was it a four-door or a two-door?
It's two-door.
Well, I guess convertible's always
two-door.
Always two-door.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, let's see, we went to... Well, y'all was with us. We went over and over there's Gwen's Island. And what's the name come over with his boys, and almost the dog almost got him, honey. Who was that?
Now, where did you get that first car, that Buick?
Got it in Harrisburg.
In Harrisburg? Do you remember the car?
Ingram Buick.
Ingram?
Yeah, Ingram.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, okay. Ingram Buick.
How much you pay for a car back then?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
How long did you have it?
Well, I drove it a long time. I don't know how long. I think I had about 100,000 miles on it.
Is that the car you hooked the trailer to and drove to?
No, it's Chevrolet. We drove the trailer.
Oh.
It was a Chevrolet. We went everywhere with the Chevrolet and that trailer. Fort Knox. Florida. No, we didn't go to Florida in it, did we?
Neither the Florida and the Buick.
No, I'm talking about the Chevrolet. We didn't go to Florida down there with the trailer. We went to Fort Eustis, Virginia.
With the trailer, right.
Yeah.
So when you went to, after you got married and you went to Florida, was that in that old Buick?
No, I had a Chevrolet.
That was a Chevrolet. You'd already sold the Ford and bought the Chevrolet?
Yeah. We had a trunk full of, she had a, what do you call it?
What?
Is she back there?
Yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about? I had a car?
No, when we went to Florida and put everything in the trunk.
Yeah, they gave us some showers.
Yeah, showers, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Everything we put in the trunk, we went to Florida and everywhere else and hauling all that stuff around all the time.
Okay. All right, this says on page 91, it says, what did you do in summers when school was out? Well, you weren't in school.
No.
So summers were work summers. You worked, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you moved during your teen years, how did you feel about leaving your friends and attending a different school? And you never did any of that. Did you accomplish something in your teens of which you are very proud?
Well, at least I kept myself out of trouble all that time. Never did get put in jail or anything like that.
And you joined the National Guard.
Yeah, I joined the National Guard.
And that was the start of something pretty big.
Well, it sure was.
What was your greatest fear when you were a teenager?
Greatest fear when I was a teenager? That I'd run into somebody I couldn't whoop? I'm not joking. Really? I liked to fight back them days. I did. I loved to box. I liked to box.
Well, how did you end up with your teeth? Because everyone I knew in high school who got into fights ended up getting their teeth knocked out.
Well, I never did.
You never did?
No.
You were good enough to dodge those.
That's right. Absolutely.
Did you ever knock anyone's teeth out boxing?
Not that I know of. I never tried to knock their teeth out.
You weren't aiming for that.
Their jaws and their chest. And there, that's the best place right there. You hit a man, knock out of breath, and pow, you got it. Yeah, I enjoyed boxing, I really did.
Did you ever do it professionally or semi-professionally?
No, just...
Did your buddies do that too? Did you guys go set up boxing?
But down Shakertown, there was five or six of us around there who used to box each other every once in a while.
You box with gloves?
Yeah, boxing gloves.
And did you put on a face mask or any of that stuff?
No,
you didn't have any.
We just put on gloves. That's all. We didn't put on nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
There's one boy there I had a hard time with. He was Bohan was his name, and they owned about half Shaker Town. And I didn't know he was good as he was, but he almost whooped me one time. But I was pretty good. I get the heck knocked out of me once in a while, but I enjoyed it. Then we would go to the Master Guards, we'd go to Fort Knox, we'd have a boxing match at Fort Knox.
You did?
Yeah.
Do they still do that sort of thing out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I boxed two or three guys from Bardstown. Yeah. Two or three of them. They had some pretty good boxers too. But I mean, it's more than just me. It was two or three other guys that boxed too. We'd match up.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we had somebody else that didn't get in it. They'd match us up.
How'd you get that all set up?
Oh, well, that was athletic things. They always had something.
Okay.
We play ball, we might box, we might walk, or we may run.
Was some organization that would set up those kind of matches of all different kinds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, on 93 it asks, to whom did you turn for advice when you were a teenager, and why that person?
Well, I guess it's my father, because he always gave me pretty good sound information or whatever. Don't do it or do it or whatever. Use your own judgment on it. And my oldest brother, and my brother is 2 years older than I was, Edward Theodore. He was pretty sound too.
Okay.
And I used to box him, and I had to jump up to hit him.
Was he pretty good at it?
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. And we wouldn't box too long because I was mismatched. He was too big for me, too tall too.
He was out of your league.
Well, he was just helping me get used to different things, see. And I'd hit him pretty hard sometimes. He hit me pretty hard too sometimes. But we never got mad or anything like that. He was showing me what to do in case somebody was bigger than I was.
Right.
And I'd show him somebody that was smaller than he was. Yeah, that's the way we done it.
That's great.
And we always got along. We never had, we had a few discussions. And
Were there any other adults you turned to for advice?
Well, when I was in the service, Skip Rue.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because I don't know why, but way back, he took liking me. He was a lieutenant, and the drill for drilling troops and all that stuff. He was really good at it. And he told me how to drill troops and how to count caves and all that stuff. And he took to me way back yonder. And even up till he died, I guess. You know, we went over to Lexington and seen him.
Right.
And he wanted me to come to see him. He was blind, he could not see nothing. I never did really know what he died from, a heart attack, I think, or something.
Oh.
And I went over to his, well, one to his funeral. I went and seen him while he was in a funeral home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
And I hate to see old Skip go, because he was a good man. It had been lost, and though he'd have died on the way going to Japan from the Philippines.
Let's see, whom did you admire the most as a teenager? When you were in your teen years, who did you look up to the most?
Well, I guess my brother.
Okay. Walter or Edward?
No, Edward. Mm-hmm. Edward, yeah.
Did you look up to any movie stars or
no.
military or president or generals
no.
or no nothing like that, huh?
Mm-mm.
No one outside the family?
No, not
or
really, because I wanted somebody next to me that could tell me something.
Uh-huh.
You know,
did you guys get newspapers and stuff? Did you read the newspaper very much when you were a teenager?
Well, we got the Sunday paper, and that's all.
Uh-huh. The local
cartoons.
Okay.
No. And, no, we never did get a local paper, nothing like that.
Oh, you never did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? We're at 94. Who influenced you the most during your teen years, and how? Who influenced you the most?
Well, I guess my brother. No, but Edward, he's always giving me advice and telling us do this and don't do that, and... Well, I looked up to him more than anybody else I know, except my father.
Did he ever talk to you about what he was planning on doing when he got older? Was he going to get married and
no.
get a job, or he never
no.
did talk about that?
No. No, but his girlfriend.
Who was his?